What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we had a lot to get to on the show here today. First off, you had another weird game last night. Phillies win 4-1 over the Boston Red Sox. They now finally win a series. They lost the Angels series. They lost the Padres series, lost the Giants series, won the Red series. So this is first series in the last four that the Phillies actually come out on top on, and they actually win the first two. Kind of nice. Kind of nice to get that series win out of the way. Hope that they don't, you know, kind of mail it in, so to speak, tonight against, with Lizardo on the mound and Giolito going for the Red Sox. But it is kind of nice to see the idea of, getting that series win out of the way. And where I want to begin today, first of all, a whole bunch of stuff. I'll start off with the baseball nerd stuff, which is past two nights, we have had not one but two separate instances of a catcher's interference. Now, anyone who knows me knows I am a rules nut, that I live for, you know, quirky, weird rules and stuff like that. So on Monday night, I guess it was, you had a situation where, I mean, it was a walk-off catcher's interference. First time since 1971 that has happened. And apparently it was with Johnny Bench. I mean, you got to go back, 50 years. And this is now a season. Rob Thompson even said it after the game. You know, he's been in this game a long time. He's now seen two things this year he's never seen: a walk-off inside the park home run, walk-off catcher's interference. Now, that was a textbook catcher's interference in the sense that Edmundo Sosa swung. I mean, he check swung, but it looked like a swing. It hit the catcher's glove, Narvaez for the Red Sox, and he got awarded first base. And as a result of the bases being loaded, everyone advances, game over. Now, the situation you had on Tuesday night, a little bit different. This was first of all, it was the first inning, not the bottom of the 10th inning. Runners on second and third, Brandon Marsh at the plate, and Bryce Harper, decides that he's going to time up Richard Fitz, who was in the windup, and he starts running home. And he was safe anyway, even if nothing was called. But Bryce Harper does not get a stolen base because it was technically scored both catcher's interference and a balk, a simultaneous catcher's interference and a balk. And the reason it has to be scored this way, number one, the catcher's interference. Marsh is at the plate. Him stepping out into the plate area, on top of the plate, on the plate, in front of the plate, wherever. The batter has the right to swing at any pitch. And the catcher, Narvaez, for, you know, charging over the plate, you know, is a balk, because he is not allowing the batter to swing at that pitch. So therefore, it's an illegal pitch. Therefore, Harper gets to move up and score. Castellanos gets to move to third. And it is also, and it's only, by the way, a balk because they were running on the pitch. Like, the balk is that he ran out and did this while runners were going. So therefore, they get to keep the bases that they would have had, because that prevents, you know, a heady catcher, a forward-thinking catcher, from doing this on purpose to prevent guys from stealing and send them backwards. Also, catcher's interference sends Brandon Marsh to first base. So, very weird scoring stuff, a simultaneous catcher's interference and balk. Don't think I've ever seen that. Philly's really going to the depths of the rule book over the last couple days, and just really weird stuff. Hopefully tonight, I mean, maybe they'll go 3-for-3. I can't imagine in the history of baseball there's ever been a series in which one team committed three separate catcher's interferences. But who's to say? Who is to say whether or not that will happen? So that's out of the way. Anyway, the Phillies, bats still have not come that alive in this series. I mean, it was a bad offensive showing on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Castellanos had a single. As I mentioned, you know, Marsh reached on the catcher's interference. Castellanos and Harper scored on the balk. Not really. And then Kepler and Schwarber homered. Good for Kepler homering, I guess. This guy's not going to be on the team in 10 days, if that. Meanwhile, you got a situation in, what do you call it? You have a situation in Schwarber where this guy just continues to mash the baseball, and, like, great for him. So, yeah, all in all, you know, pretty good game for great game. I've buried the lead here already. Tremendous game for Christopher Sanchez. I mean, he is that dude. He is absolutely that dude. And, like, he, what more can you say about him? He right now feels like their bona fide number two starter. He right now feels like they're, you know, if it weren't for Zach Wheeler, like, he could be pitching like an ace. It feels like every single time he goes out there, he pitches with efficiency. He uses that big frame of his, goes 9 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 12 strikeouts, 106 pitches. He's got a four pitch mix that you really, really feel great about. I mean, he's been tremendous. There's no two ways about it. He has been a tremendous pitcher. I do think that he, when all is said and done, will be the, you know, assuming the Phillies make the playoffs, which is not an absolute given, but feels like we all generally agree they will make the playoffs, that he will be, you know, this team's number two starter. And Ranger Suarez, last couple outings haven't been quite as good for him, but he really has been overall very good, and you would imagine that he would be the team's number three starter, and then, you know, maybe Nola is the team's number four. It kind of interesting what will happen here as the playoffs push forward. But Christopher Sanchez was the absolute story of the night. He has been phenomenal. Just, again, what more literally can you say about Christopher Sanchez? So tonight's game, you got Jesus Luzardo going on the mound for the Phillies. He will be opposed by Lucas Giolito, who has obviously been in the big leagues for a while. Right-hander, came up with the Nationals, then the White Sox, Angels for a little bit, Cleveland for a little bit, and now lands with the Red Sox. So he'll be going for the Red Sox. A good old traditional 7:05 start, not 6:45. So if you're headed down to the game, be sure to note of that 20 minutes later, 7:05, with this being an ESPN game, not 6:45. So 20 minutes later, don't think it'll make a huge deal. We'd also love to hear from anyone either on Twitter or in the comments of this podcast how the Nelly concert was last night. It looked pretty cool. I was kind of bummed. I was actually working here at the station, could not go myself. Pretty damn cool concert it looked like. So, you know, turning back the clock a little bit, 20 years on the Castellanos out there dancing to it. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, so Phillies wrap up with the Red Sox tonight. Then they got three with the Yankees this weekend. Then they had the Chicago to play the White Sox. And then a whole bunch of American League series here in a row. They do not play another NL series until August. I think maybe the National Series is quite literally the next game within the National League they play, which these actually come out on top on, and they actually win the first two. Kind of nice. Kind of nice to get that series win out of the way. Hope that they don't, you know, kind of mail it in, so to speak, tonight against, you know, with Lizardo on the mound and Giolito going for the Red Sox. But it is kind of nice to see the idea of, you know, getting that series win out of the way. And where I want to begin today, first of all, a whole bunch of stuff. I'll start off with the baseball nerd stuff, which is past two nights, we have had not one but two separate instances of a catcher's interference. Now, anyone who knows me knows I am a rules nut, that I live for, you know, quirky, weird rules and stuff like that. So on Monday night, I guess it was, you had a situation where, I mean, it was a walk-off catcher's interference. First time since 1971 that has happened. And apparently it was with Johnny Bench. I mean, you got to go back, you know, 50 years. And this is now a season, Rob Thompson even said it after the game, you know, he's been in this game a long time. He's now seen two things this year he's never seen: a walk-off inside the park home run, walk-off catcher's interference. Now, that was a textbook catcher's interference in the sense that Edmundo Sosa swung. I mean, he check swung, but it looked like a swing. It hit the catcher's glove, Narvaez for the Red Sox, and he got awarded first base. And as a result of the bases being loaded, everyone advances, you know, game over. Now, the situation you had on Tuesday night, a little bit different. This was first of all, it was the first inning, not the bottom of the 10th inning. Runners on second and third. Brandon Marsh at the plate, and Bryce Harper, you know, decides that he's going to time up Richard Fitz, who was in the windup, and he starts running home, and he was safe anyway, even if nothing was called. But Bryce Harper does not get a stolen base because it was technically scored both catcher's interference and a balk, a simultaneous catcher's interference and a balk. And the reason it has to be scored this way, number one, the catcher's interference, Marsh is at the plate. Him stepping out into the plate area, on top of the plate, on the plate, in front of the plate, wherever, the batter has the right to swing at any pitch. And the catcher, Narvaez, for, you know, charging over the plate, you know, is a balk because he is not allowing the batter to swing at that pitch. So therefore it's an illegal pitch. Therefore Harper gets to move up and score. Castellanos gets to move to third. And it is also, and it's only, by the way, a balk because they were running on the pitch. Like the balk is that he ran out and did this while runners were going. So therefore they get to keep the bases that they would have had, because that prevents, you know, a heady catcher, a forward-thinking catcher, from doing this on purpose to prevent guys from stealing and send them backwards. Also, catcher's interference sends Brandon Marsh to first base. So very weird scoring stuff, a simultaneous catcher's interference and balk. Don't think I've ever seen that. Philly's really going to the depths of the rule book over the last couple of days. And just really weird stuff. Hopefully tonight, I mean, maybe they'll go 3-for-3. I can't imagine in the history of baseball there's ever been a series in which one team committed three separate catcher's interferences. But who's to say? Who is to say whether or not that will happen? So that's out of the way. Anyway, the Phillies, bats still have not come that alive in this series. I mean, it was a bad offensive showing on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Castellanos had a single. As I mentioned, you know, Marsh reached on the catcher's interference. Castellanos and Harper scored on the balk. Not really. And then Kepler and Schwarber homered. Good for Kepler homering, I guess. This guy's not going to be on the team in 10 days, if that. Meanwhile, you got a situation in, what do you call it? You have a situation in Schwarber where this guy just continues to mash the baseball and, like, great for him. So, yeah, all in all, you know, pretty good game for a great game. I've buried the lead here already. Tremendous game for Christopher Sanchez. I mean, he is that dude. He is absolutely that dude. And, like, he, what more can you say about him? He right now feels like their bona fide number two starter. He right now feels like their, you know, if it weren't for Zach Wheeler, like, he could be pitching like an ace. He goes, it feels like every single time he goes out there, he pitches with efficiency. He uses that big frame of his, goes 9 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 12 strikeouts, 106 pitches. He's got a 4-pitch mix that you really, really feel great about. I mean, he's been tremendous. There's no two ways about it. He has been a tremendous pitcher. I do think that he, when all is said and done, will be the, you know, assuming the Phillies make the playoffs, which is not an absolute given, but feels like we all generally agree they will make the playoffs, that he will be, you know, this team's number two starter. And Ranger Suarez, last couple outings haven't been quite as good for him, but he really has been overall very good, and you would imagine that he would be the team's number three starter, and then, you know, maybe Nola is the team's number four. It kind of interesting what will happen here as the playoffs push forward. But Christopher Sanchez was the absolute story of the night. He has been phenomenal. Just, again, what more literally can you say about Christopher Sanchez? So tonight's game, you got Jesus Luzardo going on the mound for the Phillies. He will be opposed by Lucas Giolito, who has obviously been in the big leagues for a while. Right-hander, came up with the Nationals, then the White Sox, Angels for a little bit, Cleveland for a little bit, and now lands with the Red Sox. So he'll be going for the Red Sox. A good old traditional 7:05 start, not 6:45. So if you're headed down to the game, be sure to note of that. 20 minutes later, 7:05, with this being an ESPN game, not 6:45. So 20 minutes later, don't think it'll make a huge deal. We'd also love to hear from anyone either on Twitter or in the comments of this podcast how the Nelly concert was last night. It looked pretty cool. I was kind of bummed. I was actually working here at the station, could not go myself. Pretty damn cool concert it looked like. So, you know, turning back the clock a little bit, 20 years on the Castellanos out there dancing to it. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, so Phillies wrap up with the Red Sox tonight. Then they got 3 with the Yankees this weekend. Then they hit the Chicago to play the White Sox. And then a whole bunch of American League series here in a row. They do not play another NL series until August. I think maybe the National Series is quite literally the next game within the National League they play, which has to be, I mean, it's only been, what, 4 years now? This is the fourth season of this expanded interleague format, this balanced schedule. And so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in the history of the franchise, perhaps the history of any major league franchise, this is the largest number of interleague games played in a row. Largest number of interleague games played in a row. I cannot imagine that this has ever happened before. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Always check back here. Justin Morgenstein, Francisco Rojas, my co-host, they're pumping out, you know, episodes each and every day. Kyle Forcini as well. I will be back on the air on WIP producing for the Afternoon Guys on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I'll be hosting Saturday 8 to 11, then Sunday hosting after the games. Looking forward to that as well. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully Phillies can get a sweep tonight, off day on Thursday, and they look to get a series win this weekend in the Bronx.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.